Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Soccer tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, goal!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Welcome in to Off the Woodwork here on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. My name is Madison Cruz alongside Jason Longshore. We are here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium right after Inter Miami pulled up probably one of the biggest upsets in Major League Soccer history up against FC Porto, beating them 2-1 here in the group stage. Jason, I mean, overall thoughts. I can safely say for me, it was one of the most entertaining matchups I've seen in the Club World Cup so far.
Yeah, it was a good win for Miami. I think when you look at the overall course of the 90 minutes, I think Miami was the better team. It's not fluky that they got the win. Even in the first half where they were, you know, trailing at halftime, I thought they were the better team. I thought they, you know, I think my line at halftime was that they needed to be better in the attacking third. The passes started early on. I think Messi had like 5 great passes in the first 20 minutes. But as the half went on, he wasn't connecting. No one was connecting in the attacking third. Start to the second half was exactly what you had to have. Javier Mascherano has to be ecstatic with what he got out of his team. The first goal was a great team goal. The second one, it's Messi and it's magic and it's what he does. And the reaction as we went back to watch the whole sequence, and we'll go so deep into this, the reaction from the coaching staff when the free kick was given, not when he took it, when it was given,
yes,
is hilarious because they knew, because we all knew, because everybody in the stadium was on the edge of their seat ready to explode. The press box exploded. Every seat in here except for the Porto fans exploded. Some of them probably exploded by accident because it was that good of a free kick. It was wild, and it felt like after that happened, the game kind of, I don't want to say fizzled out because it didn't, but it felt like Porto was like knocked out for a while. Like, there was no reaction to it. They were stunned. Everybody was just like, what? I looked down and I'm like, wow, we played 20 more minutes.
Yeah.
And it just, it was one of those magic moments that you don't often get to see one of the best to ever do it do that in your home stadium. And it was an absolute treat to watch.
Well, let's go ahead and run through everything that went down in the matchup. We'll start in the 8th minute. A penalty was awarded to FC Porto after a foul was committed inside the box by Noah Allen for Inter Miami. It was Samu Agiawa who was able to then convert it and able to make it 1-0 for FC Porto. Then it would stay like that for a little bit, but Inter Miami would have a lot of chances. I mean, the amount of times I think we all looked at each other and we saw moments of brilliance, not only, I think, from Lionel Messi, but also from Sergio Busquets having a couple of really good moments to try to get something going forward for Inter Miami. Then halftime happened. Everyone got the chance to regroup back in. I mean, immediately in the 47th minute, Segovia was able to come in and with an absolute rocket blast it right past Porto to make it 1-1. Then, again, you talk about that moment of brilliance. You get the free kick. I think we have to talk about the replay. You already brought it up with the coaching staff, the reaction to it. I mean, it's almost like they're like schoolgirls giggling when that free kick gets placed for Lionel Messi. They're in the 57th minute to then make it 2-1. And after that, I think it was a very physical game. It was very much back and forth. It was a hunger for both teams. Yeah. FC Porto had a couple of opportunities to even get back into this matchup. It was a hard matchup between both of these sides, but Inter Miami was able to come through after stoppage time, after 7 minutes, and they're able to take the 3 points.
Yeah, let's go all the way back. The penalty that was given on the foul from Noah Allen, it wasn't given on the field. Once it went to review and we saw the replays of it, you knew they were going to give the penalty. Mm-hmm. In real time, it's a 50-50. There's contact. You can justify the penalty. I think when you see the replay and you slow it down, you're probably more motivated to give the penalty there. Was it a stone-cold penalty? No. To me, it wasn't. I think you could have absolutely justified not giving it because the contact was very light. It was unfortunate for Miami because I thought they started well. Mm-hmm. I thought they started really well in the game. That felt like it came a little bit against the run of play. There was enough in the replay to give the penalty.
Yeah.
There was enough question in live action to not give the penalty. That's one that, and I saw some of the comments, you know, on social media. Do we love VAR and their intervention in that? Probably not. Yeah. I'll take the trade-off, though, because I think VAR gives you more pluses than minuses. This is a little bit of the minus where I think it feels like a VAR penalty, not a real-time penalty, if that makes sense. After that, you know, Agüero, who converted on the penalty, which Ustari got a hand to, by the way, I think Agüero was a big disappointment. He was more interested in shenanigans in terms of going to ground, trying to draw things. He threw a shoulder/elbow into the back of Wigant in the 14th minute. He just felt like the moment was maybe a little bit too big for him at times, and he's a really talented player. The rest of that first half, Miami had chances. I think I wrote down that Messi in the first 20 minutes had 5 passes that were ridiculous. I described his passing as obscene in my notes. He was going to ground for tackles. I mean, he was up for this game. As the half went on, it felt like the frustration went a little more Miami's way. Kremoski had a great shot in the 35th. Kick save. Miami counter pressure won the ball back in the middle third. That was a good sequence. Porto nearly made it 2-0 with a shot off the post in the 44th, and that was another great play from Ustari. He doesn't get to it initially, the shot from Alan Varela. It goes off the post, back off of Ustari, but he's got the wherewithal to reach back and get his hand to it and keep it out. It's funny, the last thing I wrote from my first half notes was Tadeo Ashende has added nothing for Miami. Well, to start the second half, it's him laying it off to Wigant with the overlapping run, the cutback, and then it's blasted home by Segovia. That was what you needed in that moment. The big answer, the big response from Miami. Porto was on tilt. And then Messi had 2 free kicks in a minute. The first one was maybe on the edge of his range. He went for it anyway, pulled it. The second one, the whole sequence, and we went back and watched it, it's a 1-2 with Suarez to draw the foul. And they've done that a million times. They've done that in the biggest stadiums in the world. They've done that in probably their backyard against their kids. I mean, these are 2 best friends. So they know each other inside and out, and you saw it right there. Well, Porto, it's a body block on Messi, essentially. It's inside the arc is where the contact is. Now, we went back to watch, and you can't quite tell from the way the angles are cut on TV. I felt like Messi moved the ball back almost 5 yards because he moved it back outside of the arc to take the free kick. There was initial contact right around the top of the arc. You couldn't quite tell from the TV angles where the referee was saying the foul happened, but the collision where Messi went flying was inside the arc. The free kick was taken outside the arc. It looked like, and we've seen this before from Messi, he's very intelligent in these moments, he wanted a little more room. Just a little more room to get the ball over the wall and under the crossbar. it's really hard from 19 yards to score on that free kick. It's a little bit easier, especially for Lionel Messi, from 23, 24 yards. That might sound weird, but it's absolutely true. And it felt like he backed it up just a little bit, just to get a little bit better angle to do what he's one of the best to ever do. I mean, the guy has scored, I think the stat was 12 international tournaments that he scored on a free kick in. Almost 70 direct free kick goals. I mean, it's insane what he does. And we had a chance to see it firsthand, and it ends up making the difference in the game. Now, you're right. Porto came back into it late. They created chances. They had moments. It took them about 20 minutes after that free kick. They felt stunned. They came back into it. But Miami was able to get the job done, and I think you saw the reaction from some of the players in terms of how big that win was. It's one of the biggest wins ever for an MLS team, ever.
Yeah. I would completely agree with you. We talked about it, too, I think, when we were deciding on what that would be. The other one, obviously, we talked about it, would be up there with Seattle beating Pumas in the Champions League in 2022.
I went old school. DC United, 1998, they won the Copa Interamericana, which isn't even played anymore, which I would love to bring back. It was the CONCACAF champion against the Copa Libertadores champion.
I love it.
DC United won the CONCACAF title in 98. They beat Toluca in the final. Different era for the game at that point. But then they beat Vasco da Gama for an international trophy. It was such a shock that they never played the tournament again after that. So it wasn't a tournament. It was just like it was like the old Intercontinental Cup, where it was this was a two-game deal played in the United States. It's funny, actually, DC won that in Fort Lauderdale, where Inter Miami Stadium is now. They won it at the old Lockhart Stadium.
Yeah.
I'll put that one in the list for the old school OGs. Seattle's win over Pumas is up there. Because this doesn't win a trophy, I'm a little reluctant to say that it's the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
But you beat a team in Porto who won the Champions League 21 years ago. It might be the biggest. And it might be the most important for MLS right now. And especially, it might be the biggest win for this tournament. To kind of put it on the map a little bit. Because the Latin American teams, and I will include the United States in that conversation, and Mexico, have played the European teams very well in this competition.
I completely agree.
And this was the one that kind of puts it over the top and makes it, you can't have the arrogance that some of the European media and some of the European fans have had about this tournament when Miami beats Porto today and was the better team. It wasn't a fluke win.
Yeah, and I mean, even just looking at Porto as well, you know, we talk about just how big the win is. They're regarded as one of the most decorated clubs in Portuguese football.
Yeah.
And they were able to come in, and Inter Miami was able to come in and be the better team.
Yep.
And for most of the match, they came in and they were able to stifle any of those opportunities that Porto had. And Porto had a lot of opportunities coming in, but Inter Miami was really able to just grab the game by the teeth and just hold on for dear life. And they held on and they had control the entire time. And there were so many other players. You know, we talk about Lionel Messi, we talk about Sergio Busquets, Luis Suarez. I really want to talk about Ian Frey. I think he had a phenomenal game. He was checked out of the match due to an injury that was sustained in the match. He did check off. Someone did check on in his place. But I thought he had an outstanding game. Falcón had another outstanding game in the back line. You got to give credit. I think that whole defensive line for Inter Miami, Ustari is another one. I mean, I love watching Ustari play. He's one of my favorite goalkeepers alongside Matt Freese to watch in MLS. Mm. And in that first matchup as well for Inter Miami, outstanding. It was between goalkeeper and goalkeeper. Ustari shined in that moment. He shined again tonight, too, in the moments where it mattered, because you needed it, especially when that ball goes off the post. It's like you said, the intelligence.
Yeah.
It comes off his back to then reach back behind him to pull it away from the goal. That way, if it does get over, it goes over the end line.
Yeah.
That way, then you're able to get an opportunity to possibly shield off a corner or possibly get a goal kick. And that's exactly what it's the intelligence that Ustari has that's really, really pivotal in those moments, especially today.
We've had a chance to see Miami a lot over the past 12 months. This Miami team in 2025 is, I think, a good bit different than the one in 2024. And one of the reasons why is when they're on, they're much better defensively. Now, at times this season, they have been comically bad defensively.
Yes, absolutely.
It's been inconsistent, and that's the issue for them. I saw one of the Miami journalists ask, like, how is this Miami team, the way that they played today, how are they struggling in MLS? Because of inconsistency.
And I think that's where, like, I'm saying too, like, if I coming into this tournament, I also was a little bit hesitant because of the defensive issues they've had.
I was too.
But I think in the first game and in this game, it's a completely different
game.
They've
conceded one goal from a penalty.
It's insane. And also, too, not to mention, Ustari got a paw to it.
Yeah.
It just went right past him. He got a paw to it. You watch the replay again. Ustari guessed the right way, and he was able to get a touch to it. But because of the rocket, it was just able to go right past him. But, like, it's really interesting because it's like they switched on, and now they're ready to go. And it's what you want to see. Ian Frey, I mean, was running probably, like, all over the place, making runs, being smart about it, too. There was one moment we had talked about. It was right when he had conceded the injury coming into, but it's really intelligent from him because you have Porto running into the box. Instead of going in really hard for a challenge that could possibly be a penalty, he does just enough to kind of trip him up and not concede that big, heavy foul. It is really, really smart from Ian Frey.
Yeah, such a savvy play. John had a chance to catch up with Ian Frey yesterday before the game and ask him a little bit about his journey. Remember when Atlanta United played them in the playoffs last year, he went down and he had had a series of knee injuries before that, and everybody panicked thinking it was another serious knee injury. It was more of a minor one, I think meniscus tear, if I'm not mistaken. Just his career has been an incredible path for him to play at the level that he's playing at now, and he was the best defender on the field today. Miami is a big game kind of team. That's how they were built to be. You know, we thought last year, they flipped the script on all of us last year. We thought coming into the year in 24 that they would be a good team in the Eastern Conference, but be a great team when you got to the playoffs. And it reversed, and it didn't really make sense. This team feels even more like that big game team.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't get near the supporter shield. Maybe they're a third or fourth team in the Eastern Conference this year in MLS. But you get them in a big game like this, they can rise to the occasion. I think Frey has developed and improved. Noah Allen has developed and improved. You've got Benjamin Karmoski, young guys who came through Miami's academy, being able to play at the same level. I saw a lot of international criticism at halftime of the players around Lionel Messi. Those accounts shut their mouths in the second half, because you had the players around Lionel Messi step up and tie the game, and then you had Messi, the maestro, go to put Miami into the lead. It was a team performance from Miami, an epic performance from them, one of the biggest wins in the history of this tournament, whether the smaller version or now the bigger version. And we'll get into it in a little bit about now what happens in this group. It actually does affect Atlanta United potentially, and we'll talk about that. We'll get into all of that on the other side of the break. Hopefully we're going to have some audio from downstairs as well. Stay tuned. You're listening to a special Atlanta Soccer Tonight on Off the Woodwork on Odyssey and 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Atlanta Soccer Tonight special on Off the Woodwork from 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. John Nelson was downstairs at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and he caught up with Inter Miami's Fafa Pico talking about the talk in the locker room at halftime, talking about the surface here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which I think has actually held up really, really well, and talking about being one of the veteran players brought into this team to have an impact on the younger players that we talked about in the first segment, the homegrowns and the academy-developed players who were a major factor for Inter Miami. Here is the conversation from the Mixed Zone with Fafa Pico.
First of all, what do you make of this performance of them? I mean, coming from a go down to beat FC Porto, one of the European giants, to win the game by 2-0.
No, I think games like this always show more than just quality. They also show character and heart. It was important to come back from that. We knew how important this result would be for us. And it's a testament of everybody's character and heart overall.
So, Fafa, how important do you say Messi's leadership was today in today's performance?
No, I think it's always important. We already know the player he is, a player that's won 8 Ballon d'Ors. And has won everything. So when you bring that to this competition, it's important to have him on your side. And we all do our best to make sure that we can support him in the best way. And we all have to do our part as well. But he's a great leader and an amazing player, obviously, like we all know. And it's great that he's on our side.
Just to follow up on Messi, I think every single question that's ever been asked about him has been asked. So I'll try something a little different. Without any thought, what are the first three words that spring to mind when you hear the words Lionel Messi? Can you tell us one thing he's told you, maybe guidance or advice that you take with you to this day?
I'd say leader, winner, and winner again. I think that's the words we need. He's fantastic. I think just his presence and the way he sees the game and kind of just sometimes it's not always said with words, but just with signals and body action. So we try to read off of that, and obviously we have combos behind doors, but there's a lot more than just talking that can show signs of leadership.
You mentioned combos behind closed doors. What was the conversation like at the half? Because it was only one moment, but it was a goal that was on the board. You guys had to come out of that hole. What was the conversation like at the half?
Just keep our composure. It wasn't a moment to panic. I think we were doing very well. We had chances. Some didn't go in, obviously, but we were doing well as a team overall. And it was a pretty flowing game for both sides. The penalty's unfortunate. And even there, we almost got that out. So it was just our job to keep going, doing the same thing second half, and we were able to get the two more goals.
Yeah, for you as a player, having Lionel Messi, you've seen him score so many goals. Today he scored his 68 free kicks in all competition between club and country. For you as a player, what would you say you pick up or learn from Lionel Messi?
I think obviously watching from the outside before, being a fan, is different as his teammate. Now I'm looking at ways to help him I think it's learning all his tendencies and understanding. He has a lot of tendencies. That's what makes him who he is. But learning which ones I can try to support the best I can and help him as a teammate now and do the best I can to support him.
The sample size isn't very big, but it's believed this is there hasn't been a lot of times where an American team has played European teams in competitive play, but it's believed this is the first time an MLS team has beaten a European team. What does that say about you guys in Miami and where the sport is in America and the MLS?
Yeah, I've always mentioned the gap of global football is closing. It's obviously there's still some gap, but overall we know that there's great players everywhere, and the teams are starting to increase. If you look at the league, maybe 15 or even 10 years ago to now, it's changed. It's changed tremendously, and the teams have gotten a lot better tactically, technically, and in all senses, even fans and viewership. So a lot's grown, and it's something to be proud of. And obviously, as a group, we don't want to just stop here and get complacent. We want to continue.
Talk about the quality of the pitch. I know it's grass up there. You guys have played here when it's the artificial turf against Atlanta United. Talk about that quality.
Yeah, it's a quick turnaround for also the competition, but I think it's been done well. Obviously, we always prefer to play on grass, so it's nice for us to get to play in Atlanta in this beautiful stadium on grass at that. So not a lot to say on it, but yeah, it's definitely nice playing here with grass on the ground.
Last question.
Papa, you mentioned the veteran leadership. There's also the interaction with the integration with the younger guys like Noah and Ian and Benja. What's it like for you as one of the veteran leaders to help those guys along in this process playing in such a big competition?
Yeah, I think me having played kind of everywhere, both Europe and U.S., and being kind of a bridge for some of the young guys, and also understanding that we're from the same city and watching them come up. One, it's a pride for me to see that. At the same time, I try to be there for them in every way I can, whether it's on the field or off the field. I see them like little brothers, and I'm very proud of them. They're doing a great job. Not too much to always have to say to them, and just kind of groom them into the right way.
Thank you.
Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Fafa. Thank you to everybody with the FIFA media team for all of your help in helping us create some content and tell the story of the FIFA Club World Cup here in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A historic night for Inter Miami, a historic night for Major League Soccer. We'll talk about what all of it means after the break. You're listening to an Atlanta Soccer Tonight special on the Off the Woodwork podcast from 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to an Atlanta Soccer Tonight special here on Off the Woodwork for 92.9 The Game. My name is Madison Cruz alongside Jason Longshore. We're here going to recap everything as Inter Miami beats FC Porto 2-1 in the Club World Cup. Let's look at how things stand right now, Jason. So we mentioned heading into this match in particular, also the 12 p.m. match between Palmeiras and Al Ahly as well. That's another big matchup too. Palmeiras was able to get the 2-0 victory. But beforehand, it was all tied. It was 0-0 for both of the matches already had played. So this group was completely wide open. So all these teams needed a result today. Palmeiras is able to find a result. Mm-hmm. Inter Miami is able to find a result. So right now, Palmeiras sits at number one in Group A, and then Inter Miami is right now at number two. They both sit at 4 points, and FC Porto and Al Ahly sit at 1 point each. So these next couple of matchups, this last matchup, this next round on Monday, is going to be huge, especially for who clinches and who gets to move forward and move on to the round of 16.
Yeah, Miami plays Palmeiras and Porto plays Al Ahly, and we'll talk about what the matchup looks like in the knockouts because that gets interesting as well and does involve Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But this win for Miami, the first tiebreaker in Club World Cup is head-to-head. So Miami is guaranteed to finish ahead of Porto because they beat Porto. The only scenario where Miami does not advance in this tournament is if they lose to Palmeiras and Al Ahly beat Porto and Al Ahly's group goal differential is better than Miami's. So that's a lot of ifs and ands. Miami should be able to advance even with a loss because I would expect that Porto will beat Al Ahly, and then the conversation gets interesting between Porto and Palmeiras, who drew, so there's no head-to-head advantage there, and then it will come down to goal differential. Miami will be ahead of Porto. There's no way Porto can jump Miami. They'd get level on points. Miami would have the tie break because of the head-to-head win. So Miami's in a great spot here to advance, and it's looking like they would be more than likely the second-place team out of the group, unless they beat Palmeiras and then they win the group, and then things get really, really interesting going forward. So this win, it's huge for Miami, it's huge for MLS, but in the context of this tournament and in the context of this group with the head-to-head tiebreaker, it's even bigger for Miami. It feels like it's even more than 3 points for Miami because they have that head-to-head tiebreak on Porto.
Yeah, as Inter Miami did just post looking at everything, it's for the first time an MLS team has beaten a European team in an official competition. So much history, I think, around this win, not only from that standpoint, also being here in the Club World Cup. We've talked about it already, but looking at the way Inter Miami, I think, approached this matchup, it's really showing just, you know, I think the expansion and the development of soccer, I think, here in the U.S., going up against these sides and really making an impact. And Inter Miami proved it today. They were able to beat Porto, one of the most celebrated teams in Portuguese football. Mm-hmm. They were able to come in and were able to hold their own, and if not, control it and get the result that they wanted and were able to dictate that at every single step of the match.
Yeah, they were the better team. And I think that's even, you know, maybe as important or more important than just the result. Miami outplayed Porto today. And Porto from Portugal, Portugal's not a top five league in Europe. I think a lot of people in Europe would argue that it's a better league than Major League Soccer. Overall, across the league, I'm not 100% sure of that. But Porto, Benfica, Sporting, major clubs in European football. A tier below the English and the Italian and the Spanish and the German and maybe one or two out of France. But you're talking about major established clubs. For Miami, who is not even a decade old, to get this win, it's amazing. And yes, and people are going to then want to throw cold water on it and talk about, well, they signed Messi and, well, they signed Suarez and yada, yada, yada. Doesn't matter. You created a project that was compelling enough to bring the greatest player in the history of the game to South Florida, and then he brought some friends, and you have an incredible team on the field. I think here in Atlanta, we might have some different feelings about Miami because of the battles that these teams have had, but that adds to it, in my opinion. Like, this is a rival that was very organic for Atlanta United, and I think it's all come from the quality of the games that have been played between these two teams over the years, especially since Lionel Messi showed up. I think Atlanta United fans should be happy about this for Miami because it's good for the league as a whole. What happens now is if you are a player in Europe, if you're a player anywhere in the world, and you see Miami beating Porto, because in the past, if Porto and Miami showed up to try to sign a player, most players with big ambitions are going to go to Porto. They're not even going to think twice. Now, they're going to think twice. And now you're going to see players who would have said, you know what, I'd go to Portugal and then jump from there to a bigger league in Europe. Now, you might want to go to Major League Soccer and then jump to a bigger league in Europe. And I think we've already seen elements of it, but these kinds of wins, they change that paradigm. They change that international standing. And it's just such a crazy time for it. And I talked to Nino Torres on SDHAM this morning about this type of situation. You've got more teams from around the world that are competitive than people think. And I think we've seen it in this tournament. Monterrey getting a point off of Inter, who was just in the Champions League final. And Monterrey took them to the wire. We've seen so many teams from Latin America be competitive with the European powers. It's really cool to see. I don't think we're done with all that in this tournament either. I think we could have more upsets along the way.
Absolutely. We'll take a look at the upcoming group stage. All of those matchups in Group A will be decided now on Monday. That is when we will find out officially who's going to go through to the next round in the round 16 and who will be saying goodbye to their Club World Cup dreams at the very end of it. But we do have one more matchup here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium before the round of 16 kicks off. That's going to be Sunday at 9 p.m. Make sure you have a lot of coffee. I know I will be having a lot of coffee.
Yeah, that's not a shock.
Not shocking at all to anyone here on 92.9 as well as on the SDH network. I'm going to probably be very caffeinated heading into that matchup. But it's going to be Manchester City facing Al Ahly here in the Group G matchup there. That one is also interesting, too. Man City sitting on 3 points. Al Ahly is also sitting on 0 points right now. They're now at the bottom of the table with a 5-goal differential. They need a lot of help to claw their way back into this one. They're going up a really, really tough Man City side as well.
Yeah, that group was very unbalanced with Juventus, who wrecked Al Ahly last night. 2 goals from Kolo Muani. Manchester City, a very comfortable 2-0 win over Wydad from Morocco. Very much Manchester City, Juventus were always, you know, tipped to go through in that group, with the other two teams struggling to get anything out of it. So Manchester City, I think when you look at Pep Guardiola and you look at that team, they're building. And they absolutely come into this tournament wanting to win the thing because they didn't have a good year past season. They're trying to start this new era of Pep at City with a trophy. They're not coming in here just for a fun summer. They're coming in to win a trophy. And I think the thing to watch for, if you've watched City and you've watched Pep teams over the years, it feels like the buzzword in this year's Manchester City team is speed. He wants them to play faster. He wants them to be more aggressive. Ryan Cherki could be a really fun player in a Pep Guardiola team, but he wants this team to be more in your face. Honestly, more like PSG and Pep's old friend Luis Enrique and what he's done with that team. Elevated the positional play, Pep Guardiola style that came from Johan Cruyff and came from the Barcelona Masters, to a faster version of it. Pep wants to put his spin on that faster version of it. And I mentioned PSG because when you start to look ahead to the knockouts and who we could see, it's the second place team from Group A, which could be Miami, could be Palmeiras, could possibly be Porto if things get really weird, but I don't think that's going to happen. Playing PSG. Right now, PSG is on track to come here to Atlanta. And if we get either Palmeiras or Miami against PSG in this building in a knockout game, that could be a lot of fun.
Listen, I know that's the one I'm searching for. I want to see PSG here in Atlanta very badly. So I'm rooting for that one a little bit. So
Luis Enrique,
just a little bit.
Luis Enrique coached Lionel Messi to a Champions League title at Barcelona. Mm-hmm. He could be going up against him in a knockout game here. And you don't want to see Messi in a knockout game.
No.
Even with the disparity between the European champions and Inter Miami, they're still that number 10 on the field. And he's still capable of wrecking your day. And we saw it today for Porto.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to wrap things up here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium as Inter Miami beats FC Porto 2-1 in the group stage of the FIFA Club World Cup. For myself, for Jason Longshore, everyone here at 92.9 and on SDH, we're going to say so long here, and we'll be right back here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at 9 p.m. for the next group stage here in Atlanta. So we'll see you guys next time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.